When a young man's fancy turns, it's for love his poor heart yearns. 'Cause it's spring and girls all sing.
Monitor 68, at your service. Morgan in your midst. In about 5 minutes, we'll present the Letterman on stage. A little farther down the line, we'll hear from our Broadway aisle sitter, Leonard Probst, as he reviews a new movie and a new play, both of which opened in New York this week. First, music. From the new vaudeville band.
Dr. Peabody, I'm from...
Yes, come in. Just lie down on the couch there.
No, doctor. I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor owners.
Oh, yes, I have the 12 horsepower with hydrostatic drive. Oh, that's some machine.
Right, doctor. Cadets for keeps, built like the big International tractors.
Boy, if they build the big ones as good as the Cadet, hey, really got something there.
Yeah. Well, doctor, where do you find your Cadet most useful? Working your garden, clearing snow, cutting grass?
Cutting grass, yes. When I think of all that grass out there growing and growing and getting taller and taller, I can hardly wait to chop it down.
Doctor, you certainly are sold on your Cub Cadet.
Oh, you said it.
Cadets for keeps, you know.
Yeah.
And great for working out your suppressed aggressions, huh?
My what?
Get rid of your lawn care frustrations. Buy any new Cub Cadet and get the rotary mower free. This offer is limited, so hurry. You'll find your participating international dealer in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors. Now, VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components, presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls throughout the world. We'll hear from the Letterman in just 1 minute.
I don't believe it. You mean Voice of Music's got a solid-state stereo tuner amplifier with 200 watts of power and $500 worth of performance for just $300?
Yes, sir. We're selling a lot of them. It delivers everything promised by some components costing $200 more. Check the specifications if you don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Well, then you probably won't believe the BM Stereomatic record changer either. You know, you could pay an extra $50 and still not get a nickel's worth of extra dependability.
I don't believe it.
And in component speakers, there's just no comparison. BM has put high-fidelity speakers in hickory pecan cabinets that double as beautiful end tables.
I don't believe it. An hour ago, I would have believed it.
Well, why not now?
Because an hour ago, I bought somebody else's stereo components. Now I can't afford to believe it.
BM, the Voice of Music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
One of the more successful of the young singing groups on the scene today is the Letterman. As their name might indicate, they're in great demand for college concerts. And here's how they sounded in a recent one. Featuring the Letterman has been brought to you by VM, the Voice of Music.
I don't believe what Voice of Music says about their stereo components. They say they got a new tuner amplifier. It's solid state, 200 watts of power, $500 worth of performance for only $300. I don't believe it. An hour ago, I would have, not now. An hour ago, I bought somebody else's stereo components. Now I can't afford to believe it.
BM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Ahead, Jack Jones and the Bob Crew Generation. So stay with us. You're on the Monitor Beacon. So let's take a look at the nation's weather. The outlook for Easter Sunday is generally good, with sunny and dry weather expected over much of the west, as well as the eastern seaboard. Showers and thunderstorms are likely from the southern plains to the eastern Great Lakes and the northern New England region, and rain, possibly mixed with wet snow, in the upper Midwest. It'll be warm in the east, and warmer than today, from the southwest to the northern Rockies and northwest plains, but colder from the Midwest to the Southern Rockies. The primary function of a windshield wiper is to keep the glass clear during stormy weather, so you can drive your car safely and comfortably. Two things that can upset the performance of your wipers and blur your vision are dead rubber and wind lift. The rubber in every wiper blade goes dead, often in a few months, from exposure to hot sun and oily road film. They become streakers, and the best cure is a replacement with genuine Anco wiper blades or refills. When you buy Anco anti-wind lift blades with the patented airfoil design, you're taking the best possible care of your windshield wiper problem. The Anco anti-wind lift blade actually harnesses the force of the wind and uses it to keep the blade tight on the glass while wiping. You can get Anco blades and refills wherever you see the bright yellow Anco windshield wiper service cabinet. The attendant will snap on a pair in seconds, and you'll have that safe, comfortable feeling again. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Oh, are you over you? I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head, 'cause I can't explain the tears that I shed over you. Morning, but you just walk past me. You don't even know that I exist. Going out of my head over you. Out of my head over you. Out of my head day and night. Night and day and night. Wrong or right, I must think of a way into your heart. There's no reason why my being shy should keep us apart.
want you to want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you. Going out of my head over you. Out of my head over you. Out of my head, day and night. Night and day and night. Wrong or right. Going out of my head over you. Out of my head over you. Out of my head.
Going out of my head. A new one from Jack Jones.
Receive many warnings in our life, and sometimes they can save our life.
There are life preservers with an easy reach of each seat, but you can't.
Tommy, you shouldn't touch those.
Hey, Dad, did you see this on the pack? It says, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
This message was brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
You think you're a sight, and then you see the light. The better ideas come forward. The better ideas come forward. See the light. See the light. See the light.
See the light. Get behind the wheel of Torino, Success Car 68, street version of the specially modified cars that ran away with the grueling Riverside 500. Torino's the hottest performing, hottest selling new intermediate on the market today. And to top it off, Torino has just been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500. Check Torino at your Ford dealers now, and you'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford. See the
Leonard Probst, Monitor's entertainment editor, has had a busy week. Wednesday, he attended the opening of the new musical. Thursday evening, he saw a new movie. Here are his opinions of both.
My mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and of course, I thank you. That line, in case you haven't yet identified it, was made famous by George M. Cohan. Cohan was the Irish song and dance impresario who reigned over Broadway at about the time of World War I. It's a mistake to say that Cohan is a well-remembered figure today, at least not nationally. He's probably best remembered for the patriotic songs he left behind. It's a grand old flag, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and Over There. Those tunes are used in the big new musical comedy that opened Wednesday night called George M. It's the story of Cohan's life on stage using Cohan's music. The song that most moved the first night audience was Give My Regards to Broadway. And the musical comedy is a personal salute to Broadway from Broadway. It uses the old Cohan formula for a musical, speed, lights, noise, music, and happy songs. It has all that, and all that isn't enough. At least it wasn't for me. Nostalgia and vaudeville have their place, but a very loudly amplified and energetic series of vaudeville numbers don't make a show. The story is followed without conviction, and eventually it's forgotten altogether. You can watch George M. the same way you watch a television spectacular. The commercials can be dropped in at any time, and if you don't happen to stay tuned, you probably won't miss very much. I must say, however, that the cast is good, and Joel Grey, who plays Cohan, is a great song and dance man. He may not be George M. Cohan, but he is a fine performer. Also opening this week was a new and controversial film. Some reviewers called it pornographic. Others said it was a masterpiece. I found it superbly done and absorbing. It's called Belle du Jour, which means woman of the day or possibly daytime dame. The part is played by the very beautiful Catherine Deneuve. It was made in France by the highly respected Spanish director Louis Buñuel. This is Buñuel's first color film and his first comedy, and Belle du Jour reminded me of the great American film, The Graduate. Belle du Jour is about a young, wealthy woman newly married to a medical student in Paris. And she, like the graduate, has everything society can offer. Money, a lovely home, a handsome young husband. Nevertheless, she is drowning in what, in effect, has been called the Los Angelization of the world of abundance without passion or commitment. She feels flat, dull, and bored. Much of the film is a mixture of fantasy, daydreams, and memory. Miss Deneuve secretly spends her afternoons in a brothel, not for the money nor for any reason she can articulate, except that it makes her life exciting. There are a number of very funny scenes, as well as scenes of degradation. Belle du Jour is not a family film, at least not for any family I know. But if you're looking for an adult movie that mixes fantasy, humor, and sex, as well as a comment on today's empty feeling of alienation, Belle du Jour is worth looking at. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News, New York, and that's it from Broadway.
Would you believe I haven't had a date since August? And not a single likely prospect in sight? My stardust was all turning into sawdust. But then I discovered Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly I'm popular, the belle of the ball. My phone just won't stop ringing, but I don't mind at all. Hello, George and Jim and Frank, believe me, it's for real. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste. Generation. Now a listening reminder, tomorrow NBC's Second Sunday series will present a radio special entitled Medicine, the Science of Life, examining the promise and the problems of medicine. The program will present interviews and discussions with noted medical men, including heart transplant surgeon Dr. Christian Barnard of Cape Town, South Africa. That's tomorrow evening, 9:05 to 10 p.m. New York time. Be sure to listen. H. Morgan here, inviting you to stay tuned for NBC News on the Hour.
The Weemers take the station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind if you lost more time with Monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, we're going to give you something that will make you really sleepy.
A pretty frightening thing, this experience they call surgery. But we live in good times. The equipment, the drugs, the physicians are reliable, and the result is usually good.
You can relax now, Mr. Johnson. The operation was a complete success. And of course, we had plenty of blood on hand, so everything went just fine. She would go
just fine. Reassuring words. But what if there wasn't plenty of blood on hand? What words would he use then? The Red Cross Blood Program is dedicated to preventing the need for those other words. It's big. It's like a well-oiled machine. But it can't make blood. Only you can make blood. And you can give a unit of blood, that's less than a pint, every 3 months through the Red Cross. You'll never...